this is going to be quite vulnerable, but I no longer feel shame to admit this. Now I feel empowered to share my story because I've realized we're a lot more alike than we are different. So even if you can't relate to everything in my story, I'm sure you can relate to a lot of the feelings that I had during my journey. So my hope is that if you're struggling, you don't feel so alone. Before we jump in today's episode, I want to remind you what we're working towards. We are working towards a house that's easier to keep clean, our mind to feel less cluttered, more time to spend with the ones we love, and more energy to do the things that we actually enjoy. After today's episode, you are going to be one step closer to that goal. So grab your coffee, keep on listening, and we are going to do this together. It all started when I got pregnant with my daughter. I developed a lot of weird symptoms, and they were scary, and doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. I had everything from blood in my stools, bruising all over my body, migraines, joint pain, dizziness. I had blood tests that would come back abnormal. They would do testing and then test again once they didn't find anything and they were back to normal. It's like my whole body was going haywire. And that was in 2014. So I have three kids. I have a boy that was born in 2013. My daughter was born in 2014. And then in 2016, I had my baby, who is now 7. After I got pregnant with him, of course, I still had my health conditions. At that point, I got diagnosed with 2 of them. I'll do another post another day about my health conditions. After he was born, I had to get a thumb reconstruction, carpal tunnel surgery, and nerve releasements in my arm. At this point, I was truly experiencing what survival mode was. And it was the first time that I had really went into autopilot, and I felt really stuck there. For me, my coping mechanism was to show up in every way that a good mom and wife would, while completely dismissing anything that I was feeling emotionally or physically. And to be honest, I was completely drained physically and mentally. And as time went on, this started to really affect my marriage. But what did I do? I buckled up, put a smile on my face, put my best foot forward, and tried even harder to make it seem like everything was okay. And that's why I say that I mastered the art of pretending. And the harder life got, the more I started to focus on perfectionism. I felt like if I couldn't control what was going on inside, at least I would do my best to control everything on the outside. So if my daughter's hair wasn't done perfectly, if someone came over and my house wasn't perfectly clean, pretty much anything. If anything wasn't perfect, that would confirm that I was failing, I wasn't good enough. And all the other negative feelings that you get when you're in a hard place. Now I can see that it was really a lot of pretending, which is extremely exhausting, but I lived like that for years. And perfectionism has a way of making you feel extremely overwhelmed, like a failure. It just felt like I could never get anything right. And of course, in that mindset, you find every reason to prove that your thinking is right. But once again, to the outside world, it wasn't that obvious. It probably was more than I thought it was, but I was just trying my best to do everything that a good mom and wife would do. So that's a little bit of the background to what led up to my first blog. If you've been here for a while, you know I had Blooming in Contentment in 2020. And that blog I really loved because it was the system that I used for myself to pull myself out of survival mode. I was so proud of that, and it felt like I was finally content with where I was, feeling fulfilled. But at the same time, I was still struggling with the perfectionism, and I didn't really realize it. But I did truly feel fulfilled and content with life. Even though my marriage had taken a big hit through those years, and at that time, we were still kind of struggling. But I was feeling the most content and at peace I had for a long time until we moved here. And that's when everything kind of spiraled out of control. So back to the Blooming and Contentment blog. I don't even remember why I switched to Simplify Mom Life. I think I wasn't sure if I wanted to dig into the mindset stuff that much, even though I really enjoyed it. And I was like, if I just do Simplify Mom Life, it'll be more basic and simple. But needless to say, if you guys remember, I did Simplify Mom Life and started doing weekly blog posts and podcast episodes. I felt like things were going good. And this was when we decided to move. So on my last life update, I think it was called Am I Coming Back to Blogging and Podcasting? I went into more detail of how everything went wrong. Nothing that we had planned went as planned. But what I didn't mention was how much that broke me down and how much our marriage was affected even more. So at that point, I felt back to square one. I went back to the old mindset of pretending everything was okay, and I was truly stuck in survival mode again. Thankfully, I can say now that our marriage is at the best place it's ever been, and he truly is my best friend, and I'm so thankful that we pulled ourselves out of that dark place. As you can imagine, though, it didn't just happen overnight. It took a lot of work and months of working on our relationship. But I still was not quite sure where I stood personally because I was so focused on our marriage. I knew that I needed to do something for myself again, but I had felt a lot of shame around stopping my blog and podcast for so long. And of course, with perfectionism being my little shield, I wondered if I should just disappear from the online space, delete the blog and podcast, or if I should just start over again. I couldn't decide what I wanted to do, so I thought, well, maybe I'll just leave it up. I'll go to work and see if it feels right to go back to work, because at this point, my kids were all in school. I went back to work, and at first it felt helpful. Things continued to improve, so that's when I first came back to blogging and podcasting. And as you can see, I have not posted consistently since I came back. It's been more like once a month instead of once a week. So then that self-doubt creeps back up. But that brings us to when I got laid off. I realized that ever since I had kids, I never spent very much time alone. Because in my head, a perfect mom and wife is always there for her children and her husband. And I knew it was important to have my own time, but it was so hard for me to give that to myself. So when I got laid off, for the first time in over 10 years, I was alone for hours at a time. Because at this point, my husband had went and started working at another shop, which he loves, so that's nice. And slowly but surely, I started releasing thoughts and feelings and things that I was just holding on to for the last few years. All of this time alone was exactly what I needed. I'm an introvert, so in order to recharge, I do need my alone time. So I allowed myself to slowly do the blog and podcast, and I started feeling like everything fell in place for a reason, and I'm just going to trust God's timing on when I'm ready to come back full time. For now, I need to focus on myself, and it was such a good thing for me. I felt like I was still trying to distract my mind, and what easier tool to distract your mind with than your phone? So that's when I decided to do the disconnect from your phone challenge. And that really cemented all the work I was doing on myself during the last few months. And now I finally feel like I'm back to a place more than ever of contentment and fulfillment and peace. And part of what helped, so for the marriage aspect, we did do a little bit of therapy. And then we kind of took those foundational things and worked through the things ourselves after that. But for me personally, I went back to my blooming in contentment method. If you were here around that time, you might remember a little bit of how that system works. But I went and retook my course that I created, because that's another aspect of it, is I created things but never put them out because of perfectionism. I did have the course available for, I think I had like 6 ladies take it for free, 6 other moms, and it felt pretty good, but it wasn't perfect enough in my eyes, of course. But when I retook it, I realized, yeah, there are some things I want to improve on it. But that is one of my goals, is to actually create that course for real. So if you're struggling with finding fulfillment and inner peace and just feeling truly happy where you are, then let me know, because I want to try giving this course away for free for about 5 to 10 moms before I actually put it out. Like I said, I'm not stressing on a timeline, but it's something that I've slowly been working at. And I truly believe in the Blooming in Contentment method. I'm not sure what I'm going to call the course yet, but I'm still using that original principle that got me out of survival mode back when I first started in 2020 and just again this last year. If you are interested in it, you can email me at hello.simplifymomlife@gmail.com, or if you're on my email list, or you want to be, you can sign up for that at simplifymomlife.com. And then any email that comes to you, you can always reply back to that and I'll get it. But I'm here to say that why I'm sharing my story is because we all go through struggles. And I believe we're all way more alike than we are different. So even though our circumstances and our struggles might be different, we're all human. And at the core, we all have similar struggles when we're going through hard times, like insecurities or self-doubt. All of these things are normal cycles that we go through. What I've really learned is identifying my cycles and being aware of when they're happening has been a huge help for me. For example, if I feel myself starting to shut down, then I need to voice that out loud and say, oh, I realize that I'm starting to shut down, and this is why. There was this one comment or this one thought I had that made me feel like this. And we all have different coping mechanisms, but as you can see, mine is to shut down and just show up. And there's always going to be things we can do to improve our lives. But I want you to know that you're not damaged or broken or unworthy how you are right now. And I really hope that we can continue to go on this journey together of simplifying our lives so that we can find more inner peace and fulfillment. I'm going to have more changes coming to Simplify Mom Life. And over these last 30 days, I found a lot of clarity for what I want to do for the future. But I will do a separate podcast episode on the exact changes I'm making. But I still have a little loose ends that I'm trying to put together. And as far as the challenge in general, like I said, it cemented everything that I was already working on. And I was able to finally get out of my head and feel present and embrace the things that come up. You know, even for example, for babysitting my nieces and nephews, I didn't have my phone distracting me, so I was able to be present and just enjoy the moment. And whether it's with or without apps on your phone, I feel like being more present is the most beautiful gift that we can give ourselves. And I feel like that's the key to enjoying life, is to be able to be in the present moment, accept things how they are, and find happiness with where you are and where you want to be. Like I said, there was so much to unpack here, and I clicked record, and I'm just going to put this out here however it comes up, because for me, I'm trying to fight against that perfectionism, and I want to be vulnerable, I want to be open, and I want you to feel a little more inspired to be more vulnerable and open in your own life. Because after all, when we can be vulnerable and open, it opens that door a crack for others that are struggling to be vulnerable and open. Like I said, at the end of the day, we're all a lot more alike than we are different. Oh, one more thing before you go. If you're feeling unmotivated, if you have any questions, or if you want to celebrate your wins with me, there are two ways that you can do that. In the show notes, I'll have two links. One will be for my website at simplifymomlife.com, where I'll have the comments section open, or you can sign up for my email list with the other link so that you can get each podcast and blog post sent straight to your inbox every Tuesday morning. Remember, we are well on our journey to an easier to clean house, a less cluttered mind, and more time and energy for the ones you love and the things you enjoy. If you want to stick around, don't forget to click that subscribe button. Thanks for being here, and remember, we are on this journey together.
Subscribe to my mom's podcast. It'll make her very happy.